Well, smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
Good morning, all you hip motherfuckers!
Welcome to Tales from the Hicks.
Good morning, I guess.
You are awake now. Let's tell them who is here with us.
Well, I'm Jason.
I'm Chad.
This is Ben.
I am Nate. Tales from the Hicks. Do the Facebook like, subscribe. Then head over to the website. Find all the episodes. Go to our merch store. It's updated weekly, sometimes daily. We got the South Mouth shirt. We got, there was a new one I just added too. But, I'm on. That's good. Shirts with the Tales from the Hicks logo. All the different favorite quotes from the episodes. Code Brownish Yellow, Farts Are Funny. Real Men Do It in a Bucket. And of course, Smack My Ass and Shave My Balls.
Feels good, do it.
Feels good, do it. We got that's one. Yeah. There's coffee mugs, hoodies, stickers. And then we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube.
Anywhere.
You get your podcasts. And then make sure you like and subscribe.
Smash that like button.
The button's back. Leave some comments. Send us an email. Hicks@talesfromthehicks.com. And then make sure you tell everyone you know, and especially those you don't.
That's right.
So now, let's get into what's happening outside.
Well, there is a slight breeze at 4 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. And the temperature, for some of you at home, you'll like this, is 69 degrees. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what are you doing later?
Whoa.
Weirdo.
What? I was just asking.
Whoa.
In general.
Oh, I don't know.
But yeah, it's 69 today, so it's a light breeze, but it is a beautiful morning out there.
It's going to be a good day. It was fucking hot yesterday.
Yeah. Well, the last few days have been warm.
We went kayaking yesterday.
Whoa. Huh.
I was not prepared for that yet.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I don't like it.
Yeah, we went on Glenlock. Took the kids down in Glenlock.
Did you go over the dam?
Didn't go over the dam. We went up the creek, though.
Oh, okay.
Did you have a paddle?
We did have a paddle.
You guys like kayaking?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy it a lot. Now Kaylee wants to get one.
Really?
For years. No, I don't. It's stupid. Yesterday she had her own. She loves it. So now we have to go try to find another one.
They literally sell them.
They don't sell those ones no more.
Oh, you mean that style?
Yeah.
Well, the Viper.
The Viper, yeah. They don't sell.
God, you know, I
even looked everywhere. We went on the Book Face. We did Marketplace. We did.
Is that the same as Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But more for old people.
So Lacey went on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I even tried to type it in, and they don't. You can't even fucking buy it, that particular kind.
What's special about it?
It's not as tippy. It's wider.
It's got a wide base, yep.
Yep. It's nice.
Yeah, I am ethically, morally, physically opposed to all things canoe. very much so. Mm. I had a very bad experience with a canoe when I was in high school, and I do not like them.
Mm. On past episodes, it sounds like you got problems with the paddle boats.
Paddle boats. Right. That was more of a user error as opposed to being a fucking stupid piece of equipment.
Okay. You don't like them then?
No. Okay. I am not a fan at all. Mm. No.
I it's fun.
I mean, I've done the kayak thing before, and if you know going into it that you're planning on getting wet, it's okay, right? When we took our canoe trip, it was just like, basically like sold to me, like, it's like being in a boat, you know, where it was, I'll just tell the story. Me and my buddy were in high school, and he was telling me about how him and his dad went up to the Flambeau and dropped off his bike went up to the spot, put in the canoe, and he's like, it was so awesome. He's like, we just drifted down the river. We never had to paddle. He's like, we fished. We had a cooler full of, you know, sodas. And he's like, man, what a great day it was, you know, my dad and I had. And I was like, that sounds fun as fuck, you know. Let's try that. Let's do it. I'm down to that. So it was like a month and a half after him and his dad had done it. Neither one of us had given a moment's thought to the fact that there had been not one raindrop between when he went and when we went. And I mean, it was a bad drought. Water levels were way down.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever, we drop off my buddy John's bike. We go up, put in the canoe, you know, and we're going down the river. And pretty soon, like, you're not even moving. And so we had to, like, paddle, which is fine, whatever, you know, so we're paddling. And then pretty soon, the water is so shallow, you couldn't even paddle. Like, we literally had to get out of the canoe and walk the fucking canoe down the river because the water was so shallow. And that would go, you know, on and off for a while, you know, depending on the spot you're in, whatever. So we're you know, going along, and we're actually in the canoe paddling at this moment. And I was like, I could hear this faint sound in the distance. I was like, John, do you hear that? He's like, hear what? I'm like, that kind of sounds like a roar in the distance. I'm like a rumbling. I'm like, is there a fucking waterfall that we have to portage around or something? And he's like, no, there's no waterfalls, Ben. And I'm like, that sounds like what I would expect a waterfall to sound like off in the distance, you know. He's like, no, there's no waterfalls. So we're going along. Sound just keeps getting louder and louder and louder. Pretty soon we come into this big, like almost like a bay in the river, this huge pool. And then at the end of it, you can see the mist coming up off the motherfucking waterfall. And I said, John, call me crazy. That looks like a waterfall. Where are we going to portage? He's like, there's no waterfall. He's like, there were some rapids up here, but nothing crazy. I'm like, that's when the water was like 5 feet higher. He's like, he's like, we're going to be fine. So on the edge of this big like bay or whatever in the river, there's some campsites. And we can see that there's people camping there. All of a sudden, this young girl, 12, 13 years old, comes running out to the edge of the river. And she's like, Ma, Dad, everybody come quick. Somebody else is going to try and go over the waterfall. I was like, John, we are not. We ain't going over no fucking waterfall.
We ain't
going
to be those fine. People.
It'll be fine. Like, no. Let's portage. Like, no. We're not going over a waterfall. He's like, Ben, it's going to be fine. He's like, I'm sure it's just a little dip. You know, it's no big deal. Okay. So away we go. Straight into the fucking mouth of the beast, mini Niagara Falls. And, I mean, it wasn't, you know, like a 100-foot waterfall or anything, but it was probably a solid 4 or 5 foot waterfall, like just straight drop down, you know.
Damn.
It was enough of a dip that, like, literally, like in a cartoon, like the front of the canoe is in air and the back of the canoe is still on the water. And then pretty soon, droop, straight down, tip over, obviously. All the shit in the canoe is gone, floating down the river. And the canoe managed to land so that... The opening of the canoe was facing into the waterfall. So you couldn't hardly move it, right? Because all the water is pounding down into the canoe. So we had to try and, like, get the canoe spun out of the waterfall so we could lift it up, tip it over to get all the water out of it, and then try and gather up all of our gear that we lost. All the while, there's a big crowd on shore watching the show of these two idiots, you know. Get all our gear found. We lost a bunch of stuff, obviously, and hop back in the canoe, immediately start sinking. When we went over the waterfall, we put a big hole in the canoe that we hadn't noticed.
Ouch.
So now we can't even use the canoe. All the canoe is holding our gear, and so we've got to walk or swim next to the canoe, depending on how deep the water is where we happen to be, for the rest of the way down the river.
Jeez.
I told my parents we would be back around 5 or 6 in the evening. When we got to the spot where we took the canoe out, it was already full-on dark. It was like 8:30 at night. So we're already hours past when we said we'd be home. This is way before cell phones or anything, right? And we're in the middle of nowhere, north of Ladysmith, you know. So we get out, and we're at the bottom of Mount Kilimanjaro that we need to drag the canoe up. And John's like, I'm going to hop on my bike, because we dropped off his mountain bike there. And he's like, I'm going to ride back to the truck, get the truck, come back. He's like, you drag the canoe up the hill, and we'll get it loaded. I'm like, yep, sounds good. No problem. So he takes off. I start working my way up this great big hill with the canoe, which was easier said than done. I'm about halfway up, maybe 20 minutes or so has gone by, and all of a sudden I hear cursing, and here's John coming back. And I'm like, what's the matter? He's like, my fucking bike broke. So the part that the pedals are actually welded onto the, you know, the...
sprocket?
Yes, that. The weld snapped, sheared off. So the one pedal just went like this. Nothing holding on. Unrideable. And so he's like, I'm going to have to jog to go get the pickup. I was like, all right, cool. So he takes off jogging. Mind you, we're both soaking wet, right? Mm-hmm. In the middle of the woods. It's full on dark now. It's, you know, like 9:30 at night, whatever. Just getting fucking eaten alive by mosquitoes. So anyways, I get the canoe to the top of the hill, and there happens to be an outhouse. And I was like, it stinks bad in there. But at least inside of the outhouse, there is a finite number of mosquitoes, as opposed to outside of the outhouse where there's an infinite number of mosquitoes. So I go and I sit down in the outhouse.
Restack the pancakes.
Yeah, yeah. And I bet you I sat in that outhouse for 45 minutes to an hour. It was a while. Still no John. And it's like, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night, whatever. And I'm starting to get legitimately worried, right? Like, did, you know, he run into a bear? Did he get lost? I have no idea where I am. All I know is there's a dirt road, and I need to take a right, and I think that takes me to where the truck is, right? Like, John was his truck, his thing. Like, he knew where we were. So finally, after like an hour and plus, I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to go look for John, you know? So I get out of the outhouse, find this big fuck you stick, pick up this big stick. Because your mind's racing, right? You're in the middle of the woods, middle of nowhere. It's midnight. You're just waiting for some guy to come out and fucking, you know, banjo music start playing or whatever. So I start making my way down the road. Pretty soon I see headlights coming at me. So I dive into the ditch. And I had been walking for maybe 20 minutes or half an hour from the outhouse. Mm. And so here comes these headlights. I dive in the ditch. Dude obviously saw me jump into the ditch. Pulls up next to me and stops. He's like, hey, you need some help? I was like, oh, good. This guy is going to take off my fucking... He's going to carve my face right off my skull and use it for a fucking mask, you know. I come out of the ditch, and I got this big stick held down by my side. And he was a coon hunter. He had dog cages in the back, and he was just out and about. Super nice guy. And he's like, hey, can I help you? I was like, no. I said, I'm just walking. I said, heading for my buddy. I said, we're out canoeing. He's like, your buddy's name, John? I was like, oh, that's it. John's fucking dead. This guy, he fucking, you know.
John's in the box.
Yep, John's in the box. I'm sure the bed of the truck is covered in blood. I just can't see it because it's dark. You know, he's back there with his fucking throat slit. Probably been sodomized 6 ways from Sunday. I'm next, you know.
Because like, was your buddy's name John?
Yeah. Did you used to have a buddy named John? I was like, yeah, my friend's name is John, as I'm like just getting ready with this stick, right? And I was like, yeah, you know, John is who I'm looking for. He's like, well, I picked him up about 10 miles back.
Oh.
We didn't, neither of us realize, because you're in the truck, right? So you don't think about the distance. John jogged like almost 12 miles to go get the truck. And this guy picked him up about a mile away from where, you know, that's why he was gone for so long.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, my God. Neither of us realized it was that far. He's like, yeah, I know. He's like, your buddy's in bad shape. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And he's like, if you just want to hang out, he's like, I made sure he got in his truck. It started. He's on his way. He should only be a couple minutes behind me. He said he just had to take his shoes off because John jogged that in shoes with no socks.
Sure.
Wet shoes with no socks on.
Yeah.
And he's like, your buddy should be along. I was like, all right, cool. So pretty soon, sure enough, here comes John. And I was like, dude, I didn't know we had that far to go. I'm like, I ran into this guy. He's like, yeah, neither of us realized how far it was. And he's like, I'm going to need you to drive. I was like, dude, it's your truck. I'm not really comfortable. He's like, Ben, my feet are bleeding everywhere. I need you to drive. And I was like, oh, yeah, I get it. Okay, I'll drive. So I hopped in. I drove. We went and loaded up the canoe. Got in, you know, to Ladysmith and finally found a payphone. It was probably about 1:30 in the morning. I told my parents we'd be back at like 5 or 6, you know.
Dang.
Call mom and dad. The phone didn't even get like out, and it was already ripped off the thing, you know. No, and right. I was like, oh. Like, dad? He's like, yes. I'm like, hey, it's Ben. I'm like, he's like, where in the fuck have you been? Your mom's got the fucking police out dragging a river for your fucking body. We've been calling every fucking just obviously pissed and rightfully so. And I was like, I'm really sorry. It is a long story. John and I are both safe. We're in Ladysmith. We're on our way home, you know. So anyways, we get home, blah, blah, blah. John's feet were absolutely shredded. He didn't come to school for like the next 4 days or something like that. It was Dang. It was really bad. But yeah, ever since that, I have not been a big fan of canoes. It was a rough trip.
You had a better experience than that, though?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, good.
But no, I've done the kayak thing a couple times, and they're pretty fun. But yeah, obviously going into that trip, we didn't think it was going to be...
life or death.
Yeah. Yeah, one of those, you know.
Fuck.
Yeah, fun times.
Huh. Interesting.
So yeah. I usually plan out the route I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check some waterfalls before you go.
Make sure there's no waterfalls.
Yeah.
Don't go
waterfalls
chasing.
Are bad.
Don't go chasing them.
Yeah, no, don't go chasing those.
No. Don't want no scrubs.
Even if you got even if you're friends with TLC. Which I would like to be friends with them.
Would you?
I'd go chase waterfalls with them.
All right, that's fair.
Not Left Eye.
Huh?
Not with Left Eye. Anyway.
She's no longer with us.
She's dead.
Well, not now, but
right. Oh, back then.
I mean, are they even a group?
No, I doubt it.
Yeah, so. See?
Oh. Well, now they'd be just TC.
Tender care.
Tender care. Hey. No love, just tender.
Just tender care. Mm. Like it. So that's what you did this week?
What?
Went kayaking?
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah, we went to Glenlock.
Oh, good.
Floated around there, and it was kind of shitty at first because the wind was really fucking whipping her.
It was windy yesterday.
Yeah, and it yeah, at that boat launch there, it blew us across that lake pretty quick.
Yeah,
and I'm like, this is gonna fucking suck on the way back because
waterfall there too.
Right, that's the way we had to go. We had to go into the wind, so that's what really sucked. But we went pissed around. I found a golf ball.
Nice.
So when we go golfing, we have our golf outing.
We got a ball.
It's a Nitro 3.
Ooh, Nitro.
So anyway, we did that, and then we went up the whatever creek that is, Duncan or whatever creek that is. You only can go up so far.
O'Neill, Duncan.
Okay. And then we went up so far, and we stopped because we couldn't go no farther.
Got to the end of the river?
We almost got to the S, though, with the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, you can make it that far up.
Yeah, I think if we would have turned and we would have had to get through some sticks and shit, but that were leaning over the creek, I think we might have been able to, but everybody
Did
was
you
tired.
Do any fishing and, or just kayaking?
No, just kayaking. Hey, and the funny thing is there's a warden sitting there.
Really?
Yeah. Me being me, not thinking. I backed the trailer in there, unloaded the kayaks. And then I just pulled straight ahead because there was a parking spot. No, I didn't, but not thinking. Locked the doors and got the shit in there. Fucking come back. I was parked in the handicap spot.
Oh.
In the handicap step. I'm like, huh, why is it all blue? I wasn't even thinking. I just fucking pulled up. That was the first spot I'd seen. I'm like, perfect. Mm. Yep. No, I didn't get a ticket or nothing. It was good.
Did it have a white border on
it? Yeah, that's optional.
Yeah, no, it was a blue border, so oh, I'm guessing border. That was...
Free parking.
Free parking.
Oh, free parking.
Yeah. Eiffel 65 there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Chad, what did you
do? Cut grass.
You did good.
Yes, I almost going to text both of you and say that... lawn barber was going to go out of business because I was going to go over and fucking cut your grass up and cut yours.
Oh, no.
You don't cut mine.
You can't cut mine. I put down, well, this is...
I can fucking cut your grass.
Wait a minute. This is getting into what I did this week, but I put down some 3-in-1 turf builder. There's grass seed and fertilizer and whatever else, so it has to wait. I can't cut it now until that starts to germinate enough for the grass to grow. Otherwise, I wasted 100 and...
I did that with grass seed. That fucking grass seed does not work. Don't buy that stuff.
Was it the thicker lawn?
It was $94 for a bag of grass seed.
Well, no, but I didn't buy just grass seed. It
just
was...
grass seed?
Yeah.
Well, you got hosed.
Yeah.
That's the most expensive grass. How big was the bag?
40 pounds or 50 pounds or whatever it was.
Were each grass seed already like 3 inches long?
Right. Nope. They had something so when water hits it, it's supposed to hold the water and it's supposed to go in the ground. None of that shit never fucking came up.
I've seen you coming.
So now I'm just going to go and get the cheap fucking shit in that white bag that says Farm and Fleet on it. Mm-hmm.
The contractor stuff?
Yeah, the contractor stuff. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, what I used was even cheaper than that, I think. I went to a feed store, and they literally sell it by how many pounds you want, and they put it in a fucking paper bag.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what is on Beaver Street.
Oh, well, that's what I'm going to have to get.
Mm. Yeah.
At my house.
It's nice.
I have to get some hoses because my garden hose doesn't reach that long.
Really?
It's only 50
multiple
feet.
Multiple hose?
Yeah, multiple. Hoses.
I've got hose.
Only that was the first time you've experienced your hose not being long enough.
Because you said water, the key is
it
water. Is.
It's, mm-hmm. You need water. Yeah, it needs water.
And I have no shade over there. I have nothing on the north side of the house.
Huh. Just when you just give your kids a watering can and tell them to get busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take turns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Irrigation system.
Oh, them are expensive too.
They are.
I saw you got your little thing out in the yard there for watering.
Yeah, I got the tractor running on this side, and on over here I got the regular spike sprinkler. And I
have to get a tractor.
Timers.
They're awesome.
So that the one in the front goes off every night at 10 p.m. until 10:58, and then the tractor runs it starts at 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. and it runs for 3 hours, but I gotta have that adjusted because it needs more than 3 hours to cover that whole side, whole east side of the.
He did his hand things, guys. That's why we're laughing.
That kid, that guy.
So beyond that, though, the other thing I did this week was on Monday morning. Woke up to take a shower and it was cold water.
Mm.
Yes, there was no heat. So I had to have somebody come over and, well, replace the water heater. But it was going to be $1,200 if they brought a water heater and installed it. But I looked online, he said that I could buy one myself. So I looked online and I found one for $1,200. Well, $1,500, but then you get the $150 back or whatever for a mail-in rebate from Bernard. Mm-hmm. And then another $500 for them to install it. So it ended up being almost $2,000, but I'll get $150, $160 back. But that's supposed to be the last one I ever have to buy. It's a lifetime warranty, lifetime guarantee, I guess. So it's plastic. It's not like the metal like they used to be.
I've always been curious about the tankless water heaters, like how well those work.
Yeah. I didn't know enough about if I could switch from tank to tankless, and I didn't want to spend a whole bunch of extra money.
Yeah, yeah.
The place that I called, they were willing to come out same day. And they kind of knew what they were expecting, so I didn't want to mess up their thing. But so that was my start of last week, $2,000 Monday. But
I'm guessing a couple days later there was a much larger expense.
Yes, that was planned kind of as well.
Oh my God. I'm sure
it was. I mean, I think your caption was unsupervised.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you need a babysitter.
I think you do.
Yeah.
How did you stumble into that?
Well,
well, tell the people what it is, first of all.
So I bought myself a Porsche. And
podcast money is really rolling in, folks.
Fucking endless.
It's yeah, it's a real Hickmobile.
It's obviously only going to one person.
Yeah,
it does do all the work. So.
Real Hick vehicle, something that you would see normal Hick driving, but
it Porsche.
It started with I had gotten an email from Capital One Auto saying, you're pre-qualified and see what you can spend while I go out there and enter some information, just messing around. Because what I had been thinking about wanting to do is keeping the vehicle I had, but buying like a cheap convertible or something like that just to kind of have...
They're cheap. Yeah. Well, fucking diamond dozen.
I mean, obviously, like an older.
Yeah, they make Geo Metro convertibles.
So. Yeah.
You
know. I got a Sawzall. Yeah. We could just cut the roof off if you want.
Cut the roof off the Porsche.
Oh, that's a Hickmobile.
That'd be awesome.
We cut the roof off the Porsche.
Put a blue tarp on it in the winter.
Hey. I can do some woodworking things and.
Yes, I have the wood top.
Gator top.
Wood top. Yeah. Yeah, so basically I went on there and put in my stuff, and their return, the application got returned saying, basically, just go pick out whatever you want, kind of, more or less, so.
Well, sure then.
I was like, huh, well, then you can click in there, and it'll show you what vehicles are, because there's certain dealerships then that are, like, partnered with Capital One, and they get better deals or whatever, so you can look at the vehicles that they have available. So I was clicking through there, and I just happened to scroll down, and I seen this one, and I was like, that's kind of neat looking. And then, I don't know, I sent an email to them. They were on, like, the west side of the city, the far, on the west side of the city. I don't even know what city it was in. But
that's the far side, yeah.
Yeah, on the, right,
from here.
The west side of Minneapolis. And I sent them an email. I'm like, I'd be interested in this. And she's like, yeah, you want to come over and take a look at it? And I'm like, I'm almost 2 hours away. So it's not one of those I just pop in and check it out. I said, plus I'm leaving to go out of town. I won't be back until Sunday. And she's like, well, I can put you down for 1 o'clock and we could have you in and out by 3. I'm like, because I have to be back home by 5 on Wednesday. Well, next thing you know, at about 11 o'clock, I'm heading over to the cities and... At 3:05, we got done with everything, and I was on my way back here with a different car. So
what exactly is it?
It's a Porsche Cayenne. Oh, yeah. It's a Cayenne.
Yeah. What year?
2016.
Nice.
But, yeah, 111,000 miles. So it's got a bunch of miles, but I got a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty with it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do any sweet burnouts yet?
No, not yet.
I'll show you how to do that after the podcast.
I haven't even really have time. I basically drove it home from the cities, parked it in the garage, jumped in his truck, and we went to La Crosse.
And Chris, you didn't even take it on a road trip?
I was kind of under the impression as soon as I pulled in, I was going to put my luggage and cooler.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Even okay, though, just got a new Porsche. Let me put it in the garage so we can take your truck on a road trip.
Even though that was the agreement, I was the driver, my
man,
vehicle.
What,
like,
an asshole.
But when he sent that picture that he got, I was like, we're not taking mine.
Right.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, look, I got a brand new Porsche here. I can't afford to be putting miles on this.
I can't afford the gas.
Right.
Fuck. Oh, yeah. So this morning I did go.
You didn't put diesel in it, did you?
No.
Okay.
I'm guessing it only takes premium.
Yeah. Yeah, it was almost $4 a gallon, $3.98 a gallon. And
you got a good deal.
It's a bigger tank than what my other car was.
It was a good thing you drive, 5 miles to work? 4?
Yeah, 4.3 or 4.6. But
now you can get there a lot faster.
Yeah.
35.
Oh, yeah, it's still 35. I mean, the speed limits don't change just because your car can go faster.
Go fast.
But yeah, I put in $60. I had little over a quarter of a tank, put in $60, and I'm like, whew, that's about going to be enough whether it's full or not. So I shut her down at 60 and called her good. But yeah, I'm sure it can take.
I would not do that.
Probably not.
No, when you think about it, I mean, even if it is $1 a gallon a difference, I mean, that might be $20 for a tank, which is going to last for 2 weeks. So, what, that's an extra $10 a week to have this great
thing. $520
a year. That's $40 a month.
Well, yeah. Then just cancel Netflix or something.
Sure, yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's kind of neat. It's fun. It looks kind of cool.
So. And next week, stay tuned. Nate will be hacked.
Selling his
European prisoner needs money for ramen noodles. It sounded real. They sent it to me in the mail.
Huh.
I want to send him one for lawn care.
Sure.
You pay up front.
Yeah.
Take care of your lawn forever.
That's right.
How much?
$15,000.
Oh, that seems a little high.
Yeah, but it's forever.
Forever?
It's still pretty high.
Forever.
Oh, how much do you normally charge a week?
No comment.
Oh, okay.
Depends on if they pick up the dog shit or not.
Yeah, dog shit, trees to mow around, you know.
Nate's dog shit's smaller than a squirrel, so I don't think you got to worry about that, even if he doesn't pick up his dog shit.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. It's $15,000.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. It's your business. I'm just curious.
No, I don't. Probably be, you know, he's got, an acre? Just under?
A half acre.
Half acre? Huh. $35.
For life?
No.
A week.
A week.
Oh, no. Well, we're going to miss the first couple weeks because I can't mow or do anything with it now.
That's,
Which is going to cost you two mows in the first week you come back.
So take $70 off that $15,000 and we'll talk.
Okay. Tell you what, we'll do it for $14,000.
Oh, jeez.
See.
So what do you think? You start mowing, like for your customers, would you start mowing in, would you say May on average?
April? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So May, June, July, August, September?
Oh, yeah. Typically all the way through September because a lot of people like their, even if I don't bag their leaves, they still like them mulched up, you know. Still, the fall is my favorite time to mow. You get good lines. Usually, there's enough moisture.
So 15,000, that'd be 21.4 years worth of mowing.
Sure. We'll round it down to 20.
If you figure you mow once a week,
yep.
Average of 5 months, that'd be 21.4 years worth of mowing. That's a deal.
Just you make it equal 20.
Well, yeah, because then
20,000
by the time...
yeah. For 20 years.
By then I'll be about retired, so.
Then you can take over.
Oh, because it's for life.
Yeah, no, but you got to read the fine print. Maxed out at 22 years.
Oh, geez.
Free mowing for life as long as you don't live longer than 22 years.
21.4.
Yeah, but I'm throwing that half month in there.
Gratuity not included.
Yeah, gratuity. Right. Weekly.
Yeah. You clean up your dog shit first.
Too. Yeah, for sure.
Well, what did you do last week, Chad?
Went to work for only 3 days, so nice. That was cool.
Yeah.
Took a little bit of vacation. We had state darts, Nate, myself, and thousands of other people.
Sorry, I'm going to stop you, but weren't we just talking about what he does on vacations and one of his things? He never took me mini golfing.
This is true.
We drove by one
twice. Well, to be fair, though, twice. You're not his kid. He said he always takes the kids back.
Well, he said it's a vacation tradition.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
He owes me
mini golf. We'll go mini golfing. That one didn't look too bad either.
Where'd you go to?
La Crosse.
Oh, okay.
We had state darts at the La Crosse Center.
Yep.
It was a good weekend. So we got down there Wednesday, and then we come back late last night.
You should have, you should have called ahead.
Yeah,
there's some listeners, dedicated, loyal listeners in the Cross area.
Well, maybe they've seen our flyer because we had a.
They might have
upgraded to a flyer over the weekend down there, so that was pretty cool. But no, otherwise than that, and then I got to come home to my older truck. The brakes are no longer
they're part of that.
Yeah, they seem to be.
Does the e-brake still work?
No.
No.
Nope. I mean it. Very, very, very slightly.
Well, that's enough then.
Nope, because it's just enough. If you're rolling out of the driveway into the alley, it's just enough so you don't go into the neighbor's yard.
So, that'll get it done.
Enough to push it back into the yard. So, but no. Otherwise than that, that's, you know, and then the shenanigans that were on vacation, but it's a good time.
Nice.
So that's what I did.
How'd you guys do at State Darts? Did you win?
Yeah, no, we were down there for State Darts. So yeah, next.
fun was had. That's all.
Yeah, fun. It was fun. We didn't execute probably like we can, but that's how it goes.
They had a pretty good prime rib.
Yeah.
Prime rib dinner was really good.
Where'd you go for that?
Buzzard Billy's or Buzzard?
Yep. They have Buzzard Billy's.
Yep, we had a blackened prime rib.
Yeah, actually, our whole group did, actually.
At like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah,
Chad had Hush Puppies dipped in au jus.
Yes. I mean, Hush Puppies were fine on their own, but...
I think he's had a boner since Thursday.
Hush Puppies are good.
The one other guy in the group, he had actually an identical plate of food that I did, and...
They shared a drink with two straws.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
But he was over there and he dipped it in the leftover au jus and then he said it and I tried it and they could serve those Hush Puppies with a side of au jus just on their own.
Nice.
But it was well worth it. It was a good time.
Cool.
So
sweet.
Yeah.
Ooh, and the ice cream.
Oh well, yeah, and some of you may or may not know, but Nate really enjoys ice cream.
I like ice cream.
And Pearl Street had an ice cream shop on it.
Right across the street from where we were staying.
Yes. And we did go. A group of us went once. And then following night, there was a line outside the door, probably 20, 30 people deep.
I waited a half an hour.
I didn't care enough for ice cream to wait. Somebody else did.
I cared enough.
Make sure you get yourself a Ninja Creamy.
I've looked into that, actually.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think they're on sale. You can get them at Costco right now for $100.
Oh, really? You already a member?
I'm a member, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nate's going to take his Porsche down there now.
Yeah.
And buy a Ninja Foodie. Well, I mean, once you guys leave, I'll be left unsupervised again.
That's
so
true.
Ninja Creamy homemade ice cream coming in hot.
And we'll get to sample something next
Maybe
week.
Maybe next week.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Nice. Good talk.
Well, I'll tell you, though, deep freezer and the fridge out there tripped the
GFI again.
Yep.
So that's a bad device.
I'm guessing it's the refrigerator.
Probably kicking in.
That was the first time, but I've only had that refrigerator out there for maybe 2 months. When did we go get it?
I don't remember.
Maybe 2 months.
Yeah.
But the deep freezer had been out there for.
Yeah, it's the same one. So. Afterwards, we'll just switch it to a different outlet, so you're on two different circuits.
Okay.
Nice.
What'd you do?
Nothing crazy. Worked. And then yesterday, we spent the day out at Chi High for District Special Olympics for my son. He had competed in softball throw and long jump and 50-meter race. So, yeah.
I see you got the W.
He got a first, a second, and a fifth. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun. It's Special Olympics, something I've never been a part of before, our son, obviously, but it is a super cool thing, like just the atmosphere, and everybody is genuinely happy for, like, everybody else, and it sounds corny or whatever, but it's really cool. So, good. Yeah. Yeah, so he'll get to go to state, so, yeah, it'll be awesome.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah.
Where's state?
Whitewater.
Mm-hmm. UW Whitewater. Shit. We went down there for Tanner's, had a band competition down there.
Yeah.
We drove around for a fucking hour in a circle trying to get out of that fucking town. We could not get out of that town. We went around and followed the GPS. We kept on coming back to the same gas station.
Huh.
We met up with another couple. Are you guys going to, well, before the competition started, they're like, were you guys going to leave early? I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to get out of here. Get out on the highway and go before, and then just wait at school for the bus to show back up.
Yeah.
All right, we'll follow you guys. Perfect. I got the GPS right here. We went around. I'm not shitting you. We come out down the road, and you come to, there's a McDonald's right there. Follow the, and we came right back around. I'm like, well, fuck, we just passed this gas station. And we kept, I'm like,
I think I've been here before.
So we stopped at the gas station because the lady needed some gas. So she got gas. And I looked at it again. I'm like, nope. Well, let's go back this way. So we went back the other way. We fucking came back to the same gas station again. Three times we went around this town. We could not get out of Whitewater.
Were you using Nate's directions?
No, we were using Google. Huh. And she's like, well, why don't we just wait? Because the buses are going to be coming. And then we'd been stuck down in Whitewater. I'm like, yep, let's just stop at the McDonald's. She goes, they're going to be coming right down this street here. I said, okay.
We'll follow the buses.
We ended up following the fucking buses. I don't know what time we got home. Like at 2 in the morning or something like that. It was fucking horrible.
Was that the one that was super cold? Weren't you guys cold?
No, that was
one of his band things.
Yeah, well, that was in
below 70, so yeah, I'm sure it was.
That was in Cumberland. It was raining.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, every time we go somewhere and we use GPS, like I always think to myself, like, it's just so, like, remember when we were kids and it's like you literally have a map.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like dad's driving and mom's got the map.
Mm-hmm.
Or when we got a little bit further and we could go online and print out MapQuest directions. You know, like, how the fuck did you get anywhere? I get lost using GPS sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, back in the day, it's like, or if you're by yourself trying to read the fucking map, you know, watch where you're going. And it's just crazy to think about. It's so much easier now.
But here's the kick in the nuts of following the buses. They came back to the same gas station.
Oh, jeez.
We were at that fucking gas station 4 times.
Good.
And then finally, the bus driver went back around, and there was a where we were, not knowing, it said road closed. So that's why it was fucking us up. That's why it kept on making us go in circles, because the road closed. Finally, the bus, he just went through the road closed sign. The fucking sign kind of scooted aside, and he went straight ahead. We just followed. There's 2 buses. And we followed. There was a line of cars. We just... That's the road we took then.
Oh,
and we finally came out back where we needed. The other bus, he took the wrong exit. I'm like, I'm staying with this one because I know that's where Tanner is on the bus in front of us. I'm like, I'm staying with this bus. And that other bus went wherever. He made it, but he just took the wrong exit. And we ended up back on, what is it, 94 or whatever the hell it is now?
Yep.
Yeah, it was something else.
Well,
so just plan ahead. Yeah. Get your MapQuest plan.
We were there last year and we did just fine.
Oh, so. You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that the? I'm trying to think. That's what I was trying to look
at. That's a nice stadium.
Is it the one that you come up over the river? Is there a great big bridge you come up over the river and then into town on the left or no?
I don't remember that.
There's no river.
Maybe it's different.
We went through about 5 roundabouts though.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's Chad's favorite.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I should put them in everywhere.
Well, you like roundabouts?
Fuck no, they're stupid.
Are we gonna do a mail bucket, or are you gonna throw a curveball at us?
I'm gonna throw a curveball, but we can still do the mail bucket.
We got mail, yay! We got mail then.
Woo! All right, guys. So here's my email.
Jason got an email in there.
Right here, you can hear the paper crinkling.
You can hear him opening.
That's quite how emails work. But okay.
This is the email. So I was thinking at work the other day. And I was thinking about you guys, so I had to just jot down some shit. So
were you on the bucket?
I was not on the bucket. But
so this is an email or a handwritten love letter?
Well, I consider
this is from you.
Yep, this is what I was thinking, but it's an email. Sure. But I didn't have time to email it in, so it does. It's not as cool.
Lacey wasn't there to do it.
I was just say, do you know how to email?
I didn't have time.
Yeah. Mm. The fucking thing don't work. What is this at Gmail shit?
Right. My pencil on the phone isn't writing.
So, anyway, what I was thinking at work was, when do you fill up with gas?
This morning.
Do you wait until it's on E or half a tank? And do you drive around and find the cheapest place to get gas? And do you go inside? And or do you go inside to get a soda or whatever? Because now you can't pay, you know, you can't fill up and you can't go inside no more. So
I have a multi-tiered response.
Yeah,
that's what this is.
Multiple.
Oh, so let's just do the one question first.
Okay. All
right. When do you fill up with gas?
Is it wintertime or summertime?
When do you fill up with gas? Do you wait till it's on empty?
Is or it
do
winter you or summer?
Half a tank.
Because I have a different answer for each.
Spill the beans, Ben.
In the wintertime, I don't let it get below half tank.
Right.
In the summertime, I'll let it get down to a quarter, maybe a little under a quarter, but that's as low as I'll let it go before I fill up.
Right.
But in the wintertime, I don't let it get below half tank.
Right. Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say in the winter, you know, I don't necessarily have a set amount, like, oh, I need gas. But in the winter, yeah, I watch it probably closer. But in general, I'm fine with letting it get down to 100 miles or so. A, because I can't go a half a mile from my house or work without running into one or two gas stations. So I'm not concerned. Now, if I know, hey, I'm going to Menards today or I'm going to La Crosse.
Mm-hmm.
I had a half a tank. I knew that wasn't going to get me there and back, so I filled up prior to the trip. But in general, day-to-day speaking, I'm fine with a quarter tank, 100 miles or so.
Sal?
Yeah, I don't necessarily have a set schedule either, I guess, or when I fill up. Like, I don't fill up on Fridays, payday Fridays or whatever. There's a lot more, I don't know, a lot more variables to it. It depends on what I'm doing or where I might be going, what I have going on that night. You know, if I notice that I'm at like a quarter tank and I happen to be driving by a gas station and I know I have 10, 15 extra minutes, I'll stop in and fill it up. But yeah, I'd say about a quarter tank or 100 miles. When it says there's about 100 miles left, that's I get nervous with running out of gas because I've done it before.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I always half a tank. Doesn't fucking matter. I don't care what day, half a tank. Mm. I'm always once a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's $35, $40 depends on where if I do anything during the week or whatever. But usually it's half a tank gas. I'm always filling up because I don't like putting in that much money in it. Holy shit. You know, but. And then the other question is, do you drive around and find the cheapest place to find gas? Or do you just pull into KT and just fuck it or whatever gas station's closest and pump her up?
Most of the time for me, it's where I'm at if I need the gas, I'm getting the gas. But if I know I have cash at home or cash in my wallet, I will go to the, I don't know, even know if it's a Senex or whatever, up the road because you can pay cash after you pump. Like, you don't have to pay at the pump or nothing. You just, like, back in the day, you fill up your gas, you go into the store, pay with cash.
I like that. Because then when I go in there, then I will get a soda or a water or whatever, candy bar. Yep. And now you're just going to see gas pumps and there ain't going to be a gas station no more. But
so
anyway. And the only reason why I say drive around, there was a guy.
Drive around for cheaper gas.
A guy I used to work with. He said his dad used to do that. He'd drive around whatever town, Stanley or wherever the fuck they lived, and find, I found a gas station that was 3 cents cheaper, and I saved 3 cents. Well, it doesn't matter.
No, because you got a 20-gallon tank, and you're saving 3 cents a gallon, you're saving 60 damn cents.
And you blew that's 45 silly. Of that driving around the block.
Exactly right,
I won't drive around necessarily, but, like, I'll make sure when I fill up, it's always either out at the gas station on River Prairie by Woodman's or over to the Costco or Quick Trip there, because those are always the cheapest in Oklahoma. And I'm right by there anyways, so it's, you know, not like I'm driving out of my way. But otherwise, if I know that I'm going to be driving to the cities for work, I will purposely wait until I go into work because Menominee is always significantly cheaper than Eau Claire.
Well, you can get, I'm sure Jason has it already, but you can get the app. It's a Gas Buddy or something like that where it basically tells you what the current gas price is.
I have that?
I'm sure. I'm sure you do.
I'm
sure you got an app on your phone.
There's an app for that.
No. And then do you go into the gas station after you put your credit card in there? Do you go into?
Depends on if I need something, but usually no.
Right. Yeah.
If like I said, if I know I'm going in to pay with the cash because I have to, I will. But if it's at the pump, no, just pump and gone.
Yeah.
I vape. I'm sure you've seen or heard. But if I need to get pods, I'll pay at the pump and do my thing and then go in and get Or I guess because you can prepay too, but I don't like doing that because I never know.
I did that one morning at Quick Trip at whatever, 3 a.m. She's like, well, it's all, you got to prepay your credit. I'm like, here's my fucking wallet. I'll be back.
Right.
I'm going to go pump. She's like, well, how much do you need for gallons of gas? I'm like, you tell me. I'm at a half a tank. Well, I don't know. I'm like, me neither. Here's my wallet. I'll be back. I fucking walked out and pumped the gas. I didn't pay for nothing. I fucking pumped it. She turned it on. I left my wallet with her. And I said, this is the dumbest thing ever. Well, that's what they're going to. I'm like, that's the dumbest
fucking thing. I get it because people get gas and go.
Right. I get it. But I left my wallet right with her because nothing was on. The tanks weren't on or nothing. But she turned it on for me because I would stop in there and get a coffee or donuts or whatever. And but. Yeah, I don't care
when,
for that.
When you guys are going to go in, do you leave your vehicle parked at the pumps and walk in, or do you pull up and park in
at the pump? Fuck
at the pump.
Oh,
I do too.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you,
sometimes that's where I park because there's no parking spots.
That's exactly so I'll what park I was just gonna
at
say.
The gas pump and fucking go in. Hey, you need a bigger parking lot.
That's exactly what I was going to say because some of those, the certain gas station in particular, their parking lots are terrible.
Yep, that's the gas. So that's the gas station I was thinking of too.
Park at the pump and just go inside.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Fuck them.
Yeah, they don't like it. Make a bigger parking lot.
Must go to a different one. Yeah. You ever go to the new one over by the fire station?
Yeah, that's not much better.
It's not much better.
They're parking the whole side of the building.
Yeah,
back of the building, front of the building.
I need to park by the door.
There is. Two of the three sides have doors.
Jason parks in the blue spot.
I park in the blue spot.
That's free parking.
Hey, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got that one out of the way. Okay, so we got like four more. How much time do we got, or should we stop here?
Ooh, well, I mean, it depends on how much we want to get through. Do we want to do a topic? I mean, we're at almost an hour.
Okay, we can stop, or I can not do this, and we'll just save it for next time.
So you have how many left? Thoughts?
I got one, two, three, three more.
Pick one more, and then we got two for next week.
All right. And we still have
another email. Digital email.
Yeah, really. An actual email.
Okay. All right, so here's the other one is, what kind of soda do you drink with pizza? I know we did the pizza thing. We're not going to talk about, we're just talking about soda thing.
We're not going to bring Coca-Cola. Up triangle squares.
Yes.
Coke.
Yeah, if I have a choice, it's always a Coke with a pizza. I don't know what it is about Coke and pizza, but
for me, it's because that is Domino's deal is usually a 2-liter of Coke. And yes, listeners, I understand you can get any flavor of 2-liter bottle.
Yeah.
But the ad says the code whatever. Give me the 2-liter of Coke. That's what I'm getting with my pizza.
Yeah, I think Coke seemed pretty standard.
Yeah, so that's what I have written down here too. I got Domino's, I like to have a Coke, but when I'm at Pizza Hut, I like to have a Pepsi, because whatever
don't have Coke at Pizza
Hut. Right, but I tried to have Pizza Hut, or we had Pizza Hut, and then I have a Pepsi, because that's all I drink for soda is Pepsi, but it doesn't taste the same, so I like Domino's, it's a Coke, but then Pizza Hut is a Pepsi. It tastes a lot better, I don't understand, but then like
peanut butter and jelly.
Right.
I mean, then maybe there's something there that...
I don't know what it is.
Each taste bud plays off each other.
I'm guessing that's what it is, because I tried it and I don't like it. Like, if we had Domino's and I have a Pepsi, it doesn't taste the same. I don't know what the fuck it is, but...
Well, you go to a restaurant and they'll say, this wine pairs well with this shallots or something. Sure. So maybe it's the same with the...
It might be.
Maybe it's the same.
This wine goes good with these onions.
So, okay. So then that's...
Don't think... Have you seen that?
Yeah. It's a selling point, Nathan.
Whatever. They said it paired... Whatever.
And then my other one is, so when I go to McDonald's, I always get a Mellow Yellow.
Oh.
Oh, no, it's Coke.
You are missing out.
McDonald's and Coke are like... and drug dealer. I mean...
That's the best Coca-Cola there is on the planet.
Yeah, they don't actually... Yeah, Coke can't even make it better.
No. It doesn't... It tastes better at McDonald's.
It's just what my thought. I just written down on my email here.
Don't do that. Well,
don't delete that email.
I'm not deleting. I'm putting it under my mic stand.
I do agree with that, but I will say sometimes if I get the 2 cheeseburgers and french fries, a mellow yellow does taste good.
I know.
But everything else, it's
half the reason the I go to McDonald's sometimes is because of the soda. The Coke.
Yeah, no, I 98% of the time.
Do you like a fountain drink better than like out of a can or a bottle?
Well, no, it depends. The McDonald's Coke soda fountain drink, whatever, is superior to bottle, can, whatever.
Not glass bottle.
So when I go to the KT, yeah. Oh yeah, I like the glass bottle.
Glass bottle trumps all when it comes
to fucking right, yeah, it does. Well, it's good. Haven't had that. Oh, that's good. Get them at grocery stores. It's way better.
I'll look for it at Costco when I go to get that cream.
Oh, I'm sure they have them.
You can get Mexican Coke in the glass bottle.
Yeah,
is that better than what's different? Yes. What's Mexican Coke?
It's a little different formula, and in my opinion, it's better than.
Still has the Coke in it. Yeah. No, that's Colombian Coke.
Colombian Coke.
No, it is. Coke in a glass bottle trumps all, in my opinion. Hmm. An ice cold Coke in a glass bottle is the best.
So, like, if I go to a gas station, I like the fountain drink for whatever reason. Why that's so... God, it's so fucking good, but it's way better than getting it out of the plastic bottle. Either Coke or Pepsi or Mountain Dew or Mellow. It doesn't make a shit difference. It's better out of... Why, I don't know, but...
See, I like it out of the can over the bottle.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, correct.
And now,
the only problem with the can is 12 ounces. It's like, for me, I'm a Mountain Dew guy when I drink soda. Mm-hmm. And a can of Mountain Dew, it's like two swallows and it's fucking gone.
Yeah. Right. You know? Ben's a two-swallow guy.
Ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a swallower from way back. But nice. I would prefer a little more. I'd like, give me a 60-ounce can. You know,
60-ounce can?
Big handle. Big gulp. Just start pounding at something. Mm-hmm. Yep. Right. And I won't spill a drop either.
Mm-hmm. And if he does, you know.
It's right there in the flavor saver. Mm.
Yeah. Well, and now Coke is even worse, in my opinion, that you brought that up because I had one this weekend.
It is.
Coke they're is going horrible. To 100% recycled bottles. Ugh. So they're not even clear bottles anymore. Oh. And yes, it's a mind game, obviously. It was fucking the worst Coke I've had in a long time. It's like right away, the first thing I thought without reading the label, I was like, the fuck's wrong with this bottle? And I looked at another one in the... whatever the aisle of the door there.
Has it kind
of
got like a brownish yellow?
Yeah, kind of. No, it's like a faint blue, I guess, on the bottle. And then obviously on the label, it says 100% recycled bottle or whatever. And I was like, doesn't taste the same.
Have you guys tried the Olipop or the Poppy?
I don't care for that.
No.
Poppy.
I don't think so.
I seen a commercial for that. So I told Lacey, I go, Woodman's, I think, had that. So I got a strawberry and a something orange, maybe. It's just carbonated water is all that is.
I don't think it's as bad as, because I hate carbonated water. I can't stand that weird aftertaste.
Yeah.
It's not as good as drinking a soda, but, I mean, it's like a gazillion times better for you than actually drinking a soda. So
is that like that bubble, too? Or?
No, I don't think bubble is the same.
I think that's a flavored... Just a flavored drink.
Yeah, it's Poppy, or like there's one called Olipop. And there's only like 5 grams of sugar in a can. It's actually, I wouldn't say good for you, but it's not bad for you.
Huh.
And they've got like prebiotics or probiotics in it or whatever. It's not as good as a soda, but I mean, it's not bad. It's, you know, depending on the flavor. I've had a couple I wasn't a big fan of, but the only bad thing is it's very expensive.
Yeah, it's was very expensive.
It's like $2.50 a can or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Just get a beer.
Yeah.
Speaking of beer, we were at the hotel this week, and I went down to get a soda because I have a plethora of pills to take at night. So I needed something to drink, take these pills. Well,
water? Tap water would be terrible.
No. You've got glasses in the hotel, I'm pretty sure.
Or a cooler sitting right there.
And in the middle of the night, I get thirsty and whatever. Whatever. I needed a soda.
I can't believe I have a hard time sleeping at night when I'm slamming Mountain Dew and I wake up. Weird. And I wake up at 1 a.m. and need a drink. Weird. Why can't I get back to sleep?
I'll wash it down with a pop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I had gone down because they don't have vending machines in hotels anymore. You have to buy them from the little store that they have and then take it to the front counter, which I didn't mind doing.
Oh, my God.
Because I got to meet Zoe.
Oh, Zoe.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
But anyway.
I would recommend. Yes. Yes.
She told me to have a good night. So, you know.
She lied to you.
It was worth the price of the soda. But so while I was down there, there was the hotel bar. There's a hotel bar right there, and there was the slot machine, casino games, or whatever. I'm like, ah, I got $20. I'll throw in there quick. So I walk over there. Well, then I was the only one in there, and the bartender's like, oh, hey, you want something to drink? Do you want, you know, I'll do a good mix for you. I'll, you know, do you want music on? Whatever. Like, he was, hadn't seen a person all night, you know, so he's doing whatever he wants to do, you know. And I'm like, oh, I said, I don't know. This was like 9:30 at night. I'm like, I don't know. I said, I've been drinking since 7 o'clock this morning. I don't think I need any more. And he's like, oh, but, yeah. And then, you know, he started to feel bad for the guy. I'm like, well, I'll just take give me a bottle of Coors Light. So he hands it to me, opens it up, sets it on the counter. He's like, I'm sorry, it's kind of expensive. I'm like, well, it can't be much more than it was across the street because those were $5 a piece.
16-ounce cans.
Yeah, but. Yeah. You know, for our listeners in California, New York, wherever, they're thinking, right, damn, that's cheap. Get two. So he gives me the beer. I give him a $10 bill, and he gives me back $2.61. So it was a $7.69 for that beer.
One bottle of beer.
Yeah. For a bottle, 12 ounce?
For a 12-ounce glass bottle.
Ooh.
So at that point, I'm like, well...
And that's why I don't go out.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm not going to, well, don't go to hotel bars. I'm like,
no, I just don't go out.
So I'm not going to take the 61 cents back. I'm like, I'm not going to keep change. I'm not going to just take a $1 bill back because that makes me look really cheap. So I'm just like, at that point, I'm like, fuck it.
$10 offer.
Yeah. Hence why
that's
the place
a half
was,
a case of beer.
I know. Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Probably so, hence why the place was
empty. Yeah, there's all there's probably a long. Reason. Yeah.
Empty. I think I seen 3 or 4 people most.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, and then I proceeded to lose $20 at the slot machine.
$30 right then.
$30 for me to go down and get this. I should have had the tap water.
Yeah. Plus $5 for the soda, probably.
Yeah. Well, $2.50. Yeah. So that wasn't bad.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. But, like I said, I got to meet Zoe, so.
Yeah. What's our real email?
Email.
All right. Let's do a real email mail bucket.
What the fuck? That was that was real.
It was on paper.
Yeah. It was a note that you wrote.
Yeah.
Hey, boys.
You had a note.
It was like, this is no different than a thought right here. This is an email, but it's their thoughts.
Thoughts are thoughts. You had a thought, and so does this person. He has an email. You have a note.
So you want me to email this in next week?
Well, if they want it to be an email.
Oh, my God.
I like
it.
Or I like Jason's thoughts on paper.
Yeah.
Well, I got more. It's going to get worse.
Yeah. Deep Thoughts I like it. By Jason Lytle.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 pencil.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Hey, boys.
Hi. I've
been listening to the podcast. Got to say it's great. Right up there with, I don't know if we want to announce this other podcast that they listen to or not. Ooh.
I can't even see it.
Whatever, we will. Got to say, it's great right up there with Bellied Up. Bellied Up podcast is...
never even heard of it.
It's his Charlie Barron's, the Manitowoc Minute.
Oh, Manitowoc Minute, okay. Yep.
And then the You Betcha Guy.
Yep, yep.
So they're Wisconsin.
Jason's not online, so he has no idea what any of that
you
is.
You know probably. Charlie Barron's. Yeah. Yeah. Another Wisconsin group. So maybe we can collaborate on something.
That'd be cool. Some Bush Lights.
Yeah.
Charlie, get all of us.
Yep. Have your people call our people. Right up there with Bellied Up. If you ever invite guests, I would give it a story or two. As a fellow Chi High alum.
All right.
Sorry, Ben. As a fellow Chi High alum, who was your go-to favorite teacher back in high school?
Well, that'd have to be easy. Hands down, Mrs. Cook. Roberta Cook. That's my teacher. She helped me graduate. She told me I did it. Actually, it wasn't high school. It was middle school. But she's the one that made me pass school. I'm not very good at school. But when I met her, she helped me. And
that's cool.
Even to this day, when I do see her, I always tell her thanks.
Yep.
I always say thank you for your help. And she goes, you did it yourself. I said, nope. That was all you. But she made the light bulb click because my fucking light bulb was dim to off most of the time. But
it's good to see not much has changed.
Yeah. But she's the one that did it. So if she's listening,
yeah,
she's the one. She's awesome. She's an awesome teacher.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Nice. I guess right off the top of my head, I don't have, a true go-to teacher. I mean, there was a couple, for sure, that, you know, would stand out, but... I can't pinpoint just one teacher, to be honest, you know. I enjoyed a lot of my teachers, so.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
So I know you're not a Chi High alum, but did you have a teacher that just.
I enjoyed school a lot, so I got along with pretty much all of my teachers. If I had to say favorite, maybe Mr. Rothbauer. He was a math teacher, and he was also one of our football coaches, so I got along with him really well. But I had him for algebra, and I hate math, and I hate all that stupid shit that you know you're never going to use again in your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very good at memorizing things, so I went up to Mr. Rothbauer after class one day, and I said, I have a deal for you. I said, I will memorize every theorem in our textbook. All year, whenever you want to discuss a theorem, you just point to me and I'll recite it. And I said, in exchange, I get a B+ in your class and don't ever do one lick of homework or a test.
Huh.
And he just looked at me and he's like, no. I'm like, I said, every theorem in here, I said, I'll memorize them all, Mr. Rothbauer. He's like, how long do you get to memorize them? Said, and I think I said 2 weeks, but maybe it was a month, however long it was. I said, I need that much time to memorize them. And he said, anytime I call on you, you'll recite it word for word. And he's like, if you don't, I'm giving you an F.
Ooh.
I said, yep, deal. He's like, you're on. We shook hands. And I got a B+ in that class.
No shit. How many were there to remember?
A lot. Every chapter had multiple theorems, the Pythagorean theorem and... Yeah. All that shit, yeah.
Do you remember any of them now?
Nope.
Hmm.
No, but yeah, I'm good at memorizing shit.
He doesn't use math.
I do know that E equals MC squared.
And A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Sure does, mm-hmm. Every time.
Hey, Alexa, what does this mean?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have two of them because they kind of went hand in hand. And I'm going to say, though, that when you're looking at news stories and different things, teachers don't look like they do now.
No.
They didn't look like that back then.
They look like a teacher back then.
They look like a teacher, you know. And I haven't seen or heard from either one of these two teachers in quite a while, so I don't know. But they were old back then, so I can only imagine what they might be now. But it would be the Tom Teeley and Gene Creer. They were my business... FBLA, future business leader, business ed teachers. They were, I really liked them because we had fun and we got to get out of school early.
Oh, there you go.
To go to work.
Nice.
Well, I guess what I was thinking, Mr. Loomis probably would nudge forward over the other handful of standouts that I had. Mr. Loomis, just his Packer-Viking hate relationship and just... I think he was one of the teachers that respect, if you put effort into it, and even if you didn't get it or you were struggling, he respected kids. You know, he wasn't a teacher that were like, I'm the teacher, you're the student, right. I don't care what you did or didn't do, this is what you're getting.
Yeah.
He found a way around things to help you, and just, he made class fun.
Hmm.
Nice.
But thinking about, I think there was two Roberta Cooks. It wasn't the one. It was the Bobby. We're going to narrow
it
that one down.
One of them, not the other one?
Not the other one.
Oh, okay. So it was Miss Cook.
Miss Cook, yeah.
Good to know. Gotcha.
Because the one that owns the tree farm out by bus barns, it's not her.
Not that one.
It was the other one.
Okay.
What class? What did she teach? Or did they teach the same?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But it's her. She has dark hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
She's awesome. Awesome lady.
But not the other one.
Yeah.
Not the other one.
Not the one with the blonde hair.
Not the one with the blonde hair.
Oh, good. No. That clears it up, though.
Cool.
Now I know. Yeah, well, now you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because they both worked in the middle school, and they both the name were Bobby or Roberta Cook.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yearbooks next week. Bring them in.
They're not teachers no more. Dude, Jesus Christ, Chad.
I said bring yearbooks in next week.
Oh, I thought you said yearbooks next week. I'm like, I thought you were talking about school because I can't think the kids they are getting there. They do
get them
there.
Next week. Okay. But I meant like, you know, we could bring them in. You know, not, I mean, Ben could, but us, we would probably be able to recognize
I would
her.
Have to find them.
Oh, okay. I'll bring mine in. I know where it is. Coffee table.
All right, Ben. Let's talk about some news.
Are we doing news or are we at the time?
That's, well, yeah, I guess we're pretty close.
Yeah, we can save them.
They're we'll save some news for next time.
Yeah.
All right.
Do we want to talk about an
future
idea?
Future topics. Future topics.
Well, we know Jason's got some on.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to read? Don't maybe necessarily give us the question, but your note. Do you have a topic that maybe?
Well, here's the thing.
Listeners can email in, or I guess they could bring in, or they could email in things that we talked about this week.
About what they did for gas, how they get gas, and if they go in. Or
I think my mom, if it you have 400 miles left, she's going to go fill up.
Oh.
You know. Oh, 390, we better stop and get gas.
Oh, just in case we drive to Chicago.
Yeah, down to Mason's, and then back home, you know, 12 miles.
We kind of covered it, but one of them is what kind of soda do you prefer?
Okay.
Okay.
You know, or
be an easy enough one for listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like popcorn or chips or, you know,
snacks.
What kind of snacks? And then here's the one that really trips my triggers. Ooh. Yeah, it's the kids now. With their blue and red and green and fucking dress up like animal shit.
Furbies. Oh,
Furbies. Yeah.
But the thing is,
Furbies are cool.
We haven't even had an email, so.
We had one today.
Wow. One and
let's
how long?
Email. Let's get an email.
So if anybody's again. Still listening, yeah, send an email.
Past that hour mark, so.
Nobody's listening.
Really declined.
Hicks at talesfromthehicks.com. Let us know your snacks, your favorite sodas, when and how you get gas. Let us know your thoughts on furries, blue and yellow and purple trees. And
or even
hair.
Hair.
Because it's not natural.
Well.
Natural.
If you want to be different, shave your fucking head.
Well, yeah, but I actually.
There's a guy's different.
Did he just call
that's
you
different.
So
are you different?
Did he just call you
no,
different?
No, yeah. Because my different. Daughter wanted. Can I dye my hair?
Oh, I was hoping she was going to say bald and go bald.
Can I dye your hair? What are you going to dye? I go, not green,
mm-hmm.
not red, not blue. Well,
red can be natural.
Not like it is now. Not, this is red. This is, it's yeah. not. You know what I'm saying.
I get
okay.
what you're saying, but boy, there's a lot worse so, than your kids could be doing.
Oh, yeah.
I told her, if I go, why would you want to do that? Well, it would be different. Good. I will shave your head. Now you're different.
How is dyeing it blue any different than
because it's not natural. It's not a natural color. This is bad deal. It's not natural. It looks dumb. If you want a fucking blue hair or red,
maybe they think your beard looks dumb.
It probably is because it's gray. But
salt
go
pepper.
Join the fucking circus.
Next week's episode will yep. be all about
wow.
tolerance.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Tolerance.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of that.
Yeah, we did.
I know it's getting late, but did you go to Walmart this week?
This morning.
Did you have a meltdown?
Nope.
Oh,
cool.
I was getting close.
The guy must have guy had a week off?
I was getting
the
close.
The little guy had a week off?
No, that fucker was there.
There it is. There it is. That's what I was looking for.
He come fucking strolling by in his goddamn slip-on penny loafers that he wears.
Those aren't natural either. Take them off.
You ever thought of getting groceries a half hour sooner or a half hour later?
Are they open?
They're open at 6 a.m. 7 days a week.
I don't know.
I thought Walmart
I thought
was
7.
No. COVID ruined that.
Yeah.
And the amount of money they pay their workers to stay over, there's some article about it. They were losing money, even though it was more the customers that would shop at that really, really enjoyed it. But, yeah, they were losing more money. So now that's why you see the article also stated they have, you see a lot more stockers during open hours.
No shit.
They got rid of the night employees as well, like the overnight stocking. I mean, they still do it, but not like...
They stand in the fucking aisle jacking off and fucking doing nothing.
I'm going to say you're going to need to get groceries somewhere else. Try it.
We do.
Or pretty soon, Walmart's going to tell you to get groceries somewhere.
They don't even know who I am. You have
a Walmart ban.
Like, sir. Fuck, here comes Jason.
Sorry, sir, you're no longer allowed in this building.
Break my heart.
It brings you back to online shopping. Problem solved.
No.
Yep. Well, not going to do it.
Uh-uh. That's not natural either.
That's true. I would agree with that. It's not.
Nah. Jason would write a letter to Walmart. I need 1 gallon of milk.
Now I go to
Mr. or Mrs. Walton. Hi, my name's Jason. I'll be 48 making chicken cacciatore.
This is my email. That's a letter. Please
mail these items to me.
Dun, dun, dun.
I've included a blank check in this envelope. Please just fill in the appropriate amount once you've rung up my groceries.
Through the self-service.
The blank check.
Oh, you're a check guy?
Oh.
Don't even get started.
Jesus, here we go.
Move along. Cash. Move along.
Nothing to see here.
Jason's got gold nuggets and silver.
Gold and silver he'd be ahead of the times then.
He's got some nuggets, all right.
He'd be more wealthy than the rest of us if he did. Keep that shit.
They're all in the bottom of his bucket.
Ooh, shit nuggets.
Shit
stink
nuggets.
Well then.
Maybe we won't discuss this next one.
Oh no, we are.
Yeah.
Well, totally... I'm going to be busy that day.
Uh-oh. Shit nuggets?
No.
We're not talking about shit nuggets?
Natural hair colors.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no, that's fine. We'll...
I will be going.
No, you'll be here. I mean, it's your topic.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can discuss it without me.
Yeah, but then we don't get the true feelings of
right, I just think it looks author. Fucking stupid. That's all.
Okay.
Hmm. You've heard it here first.
Yeah. Hmm. Well,
shave your head.
Shave your head. Smack my ass. Shave your balls. Do whatever. Smack my ass and shave your head.
All right.
Send us in an email. That's for sure.
Hicks, yes, we need some emails.
Hicks at talesfromthehicks.com. Go out to the website.
Send a text.
Send a text message. Yep. You click on that and send a text message into us.
Oh, and that guy on X, he should send a text message.
Was he behind you again?
No, I'm just saying.
The guy driving 37 miles an hour?
The guy who drives 37 miles an hour.
All right. Okay.
He's due for email.
He's due. Yep. Yeah, go out, check out our shop, apparel, stickers, whatever. And then...
feedback, good or bad.
Feedback.
Yep, let us know.
Ratings. Smash the like button.
How many stars?
4 stars.
Four stars.
Give us a 4-star rating.
I think we give 5-star effort, though.
I think so.
But, doesn't mean you deserve it.
Well, sure, that's true. Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Either way. All right. Well, perfect. You guys all have a good week.
You betcha.
All right. You too.
Till next time.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye.